The Gemara in Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph had a baya as follows. And that's where we're in the middle of bringing the Toshma really. The Gemara started off saying as follows. In the middle of the Om, the Gemara had a question of Shub and Levi asked, Chofan, if he did the Maisa Chafina, and then he died, the Kohen Gadol died, before he was Makdir, Marashi Konis Ache Bechafinosai, could another Kohen now take over, the next Kohen Gadol, take over his Chafina? If he's Nitma, so then he's a Shliach, the Tais Shalom says. But if he died, could he take over or not? So in that, the Gemara wanted to say, this question of Shub and Levi is really Reb Chanina's question. Reb Chanina was older, Shub and Levi was older, that was the Shakar V'tayi about the refuah, that he was a doctor. But then the Gemara goes back to the Yisoy that he said, that at the end of the day, this question of Chofen Umeis, Marashi, Konis Achet, Tach Chafinosoi, so it's only Shayach if you hold the Dome Shapar, because if you hold that the Bezois Yova Arna Lakoidish, Bepar Ben Bokar, that means that you can't enter with the dam of a previous Shechitas Par. You have to enter with your own Par. So if you have to enter with your own Par, then the Par and the Chafina are out of order. Because if you're relying on the Chafina of the Rishon, and now you're doing the Shechit of the Par again of the second Koyen, then it's Chafina and then Par. It's supposed to be Par first and Chafina afterwards. Because first you Shech the Par, and then he's Memaris the Domoy, and then afterwards goes the Gachelis and the Chafina. So it's out of order. So you can't hold Chofan Umeis Marish Konis Achet Tachtov with his Chafina, and at the same time hold Bepar Veloy Bedomi Shapar. So the Gemara wanted to say that Ein Chanami. This is only a question of Chofan Umeis Marish Konis Achet Tachtov is only if you hold Afilu Bedomi Shapar. So the Gemara says, so what's the Mais of the Din by Chofan Umeis Marish Konis Achet Chafinosoi? Could you rely on that someone else's Chafina and you take a hold Bidome Shalpar, so it's not out of order. So the Gemara wanted to say as followed. If you say Choyfen v'choyze v'choyfen, Chaver nichnas v'chafinosei, if you hold that you have to make a second Chafina again, so then you can have someone take over, because at the end of the day, you have a second coin doing a Chafina. If you hold Ein Choyfen v'choyze v'choyfen, then you don't do it a second time, meaning we know you do it outside once. You take it from the Machta of the Keteris and you put it in the Kaf. Now you enter with the Kaf in your left hand with the Keteris, and with the gachelis in your right hand, the machta. So now the question is, when you get it from the kaf inside onto the gachelis, do you do another chafina or not? So if you hold choyze v'choyfen, so then you can have someone else taking over because he's doing a ma'isa chafina. The second koyin at the end is mekayim a chafina. But if you don't do a chafina again, so then the question now is, could the second koyin take over the first one? Is it sufficient or not? So the Gemara wants here, adrabe. I can say sorry if I can't. If you're going to have to do again a Ma'isa Chafina, so then you can understand where the question starts. If you ain't Chayfim v'Chayze v'Chayfim, if the Gemara is two Tzodim, let's see the two Tzodim in Gemara again. The Gemara says that if you hold Chayfim v'Chayze v'Chayfim, you do it again. So I understand why you can have someone take over. Chofen u'meis. Why? Because I'm a Kayim the Chafina with the second one. But if you hold Ein Chayfim v'Chayze v'Chayfim, you don't do it again. Here starts the question, Chofen Umeis, Marish Shekonis Achet Achtov, because he's not going to have a Maitza Chafina. And that the Gemara says is far Fakert, Adarabe. If Hunabe Rav Shua says Fakert on that. If you do it again, so then there's a problem, because then Chofen Umeis, the amount, the Mida of Chafina of the first Koyin is not going to be the exact Mida of the second Koyin. So then, lo yikonis achet b'chafinosoi. Then, avada you can't have chofen umeis, someone else taking over, because you need another ma'is chafina, and that chafina is not going to coincide with the first chafina that's ready in the kaf. So it's a yefsha. Shalei yichosef, shalei yoser. Mashenken, if he ain't choyze v'choyfen, if you don't do it again, this is where the question begins. Since you don't do it again, you have no problem with the measurements. So now the question is, chofen umeis, ma'is yikonis achet taftoch. And that's the Gemara finished. We finished on the bottom of the Omid, Mentes, Omid Aleph, the Ba'ale. This was the question. Choyfen, v'choyze v'choyfen, oiloi. So the Gemara attempted to bring a raya from the fact that it says, kachoyse midosa. Midosa is mashma, that you have the same measurement for chafina as a chutz as you have in the inside. So it's mashma, choyze v'choyfen. The Gemara says, no, maybe you can be matched. It means, kachoy midosa, that if you want to make a klimida, you can make one. Or it means, shalei chosef, shalei yoser. That's what it means, kach midoso. But we're back to the question, is it choyfen, v'choyze, v'choyfen, or not? So this is where we got up to, memtes, omen aleph, the last word on the line. Zog demor, toshma. The Gemara brings the following raya. That Mem Tes Amud Beis. Ketzaru Oysa. How do you do the Maisa Chafina inside? It's clearly going to define in this Gemara that the Maisa Chafina was an avoided kosher because he did it again inside in an acrobatic way. What do you do? Oiches es abozech b'roish etz boisov. Remember, you're entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the kaf, with k'teres in your left hand, with a machta, with gachelas in your right hand, because we already established you can't enter with the chafina without a kaf, because then your hands are occupied, and you can't just place the gachelas on top of that, because then you have to use your teeth inside, melech bos v'dome noisen kein. And avoide b'smoil is not a problem over here, vice tois. But the Gemara says, kaparim, you enter with these two. Now, yeah, if you're going to do again a chafina inside, chafina, you can't just scoop your finger. In the original chafina is a big machta with a lot of keteris. So you put your two hands in, and you pick up two handfuls. Very simple. Two palmfuls. But if it's an exact amount that you're already chayfen, it's impossible to scoop your fingers, your palms, into a utensil and get every kernel out if you're doing it through that way, through scooping it. Because scooping, you're not going to get every kernel out. The only way you can get everything out, if it's the exact amount that you get out, is by flipping it and pouring it onto your hands. But how could you pour it into your hands if your hands are occupied? You have to hold your hands open in order to accept them. If you have to place your two palms together to accept something, so then how could you now flip that utensil and pour everything out? You can't just scoop it out. You can't scoop every kernel out when you have to scoop something that needs to take out everything. When you have a big utensil, chafina outside, so you scoop out whatever you need to scoop out. But inside, if that's the amount you have to put back in your palms, then it's impossible to scoop it out in a regular fashion of palms together. The only way you can do it is turning over the utensil and pouring it into your palms. Well, if you're going to turn it over, your hands are occupied. You can't have your hands open and ready to accept. So you have to now utilize an acrobatic stunt how to do it. And that's what Gemara says. Ketzer oisa, oiches is a bozach b'roish etz boisof. You hold the bozach. The bozach is the kaf with the machta. B'roish etz boisof with the tips of your fingers, because you need to use your palms. The tips of fingers, now you can pick up the kaf, and you slowly flip it, and that's how you flip it with your palms open to get it in there. V'yesh, you cup palms together, and use your rosh etzboisev to flip it. V'yesh oimrim b'shinov, that you use your teeth to flip it over. That means you have your palms open, now how are you going to take the kaf and flip it over so you get every kernel out? With your teeth. Umala b'goidloi. You question if you take this out or not, this gersa, but now you use your thumb, achemegasa bein atzila yodov, until it reaches in the area of your elbows, and then v'choizum asirilat lechafonov, and then you can flip it over between your teeth and between your thumbs and your fingers. There's a different ways how to do it exactly, and then you can flip it over while your palms are held together in a fashion to accept it, while you're using your tips of your fingers and your teeth. Then it goes close to your elbows, and you flip it over. Umachzir l'techafonov. And that's, so we see clearly that you choyfen v'choyze v'choyfen. And then the Gemara says, now when you flipped it over, now back into your palms, now you have to put it on top of the gacheles. We never yet did the maisa of creating the teres, that's putting it on the gacheles. How do you place it on the gacheles? V'tsoivro, and you heap it up. K'deshi ha'shona shoyelovoy. When you have a big heap, like by a bonfire, when you have a big heap, so then the smoke stays longer because you have a big heap that's heaped up, so it stays longer. And you want it to remain longer because after all, you want it to be k'teiris as long as you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like the Pasuk says, v'chis anan k'teiris, it has to be covered. That's the pshat in the Maisa Tzoivro, in order sh'ayashana sh'ayalovoy, so to remain longer. The Miri learns, that means it should be extended. That means it's spread out more. So it's not all in one shot. That's the tzad of tzoivro.
V'yesh oimrim mefazro. Mefazro means that you spread it out. K'deshi ha'shonim ha'meheres lovoi. So it should start right away. And the Miri explains, you shouldn't be nistakel. You shouldn't look at the shechina. And you put yourself in a sakona. After all, it says, banan eroel lakaperis. So the Eibush to the Shechina is over there, so merely you mefazer it, so it starts right away. Not that it should be prolonged, but it should start right away, so it shouldn't be in the matzav of sakona. But upon him, the Gemara finishes, v'zui avoyde kosher mikdosh. This is avoyde kosher mikdosh, to have this chafina second time taking place inside lefnei v'lefnim, and flipping it over by utilizing your teeth, or utilizing your thumbs, and pouring it out versus scooping it a ma'ase chafina like he did outside. So this is avodah kosher because your hands are going to be occupied to hold them ready in a palm form to accept it. And you still have to flip over the kli. It's avodah kosher like this. But we see in Nida a chafina v'chayze v'chayfen. So Gemara first on this etzim din of kosher shemikdash v'suloi zui v'suloi. This is the only avodah kosher shemikdash. V'yika malika. Malika is also a avodah kosher. You have to take the bird. You have to stretch the neck. You have to do the ma'ase malika and sever the one of the simonim. But you got kmitza. Kmitza also when there's crumbs, you have to smooth it out with your pinky. That's also avoided kosher. Elezui avoided kosher may avoid this kosher migdos. This is one of the avoided kosher migdos. Oba kabbalim the Gemara says shmamino choifen v'choize v'choifen shmamino. So memele, since you have to do it a second time, so chafanu meis, you can't have someone now take over because the second chafina that's necessary cannot be done by a second coin because his mida is not the exact same mida. So Mela, Shmamino Khaifin Bhaiz Bhaifin, and Khofin the Mace, Lukhairitz E Efsha for a second person to take over, because the measurement of the Khafin of the Rishon is lav dafka the same as the measurement of the Sheni. Now really there's two sugis over here, which we're toil zebizet. There's Shochat Umeis. If he shechted and he died, so then there's a question of Bepar Veloy Bidome Shopar. And since you have to have a par, so if the shochet, the first one died, so now he has to make a new par. And a new par, which means that if you don't make another ma'aseh chafina, then it's out of order, because then the par is going to be after the chafina. But the truth is, if you're saying now choyze v'choyfen, that you're doing it a second time, so then you have la'ma'aseh, even if you're going to say, bepar v'lo'bedom shapar, you have the par that's going to be before the second chafina. But the question is, could you have a second person which is not going to have the same midah of the first ma'aseh chayfen? Akvam the Gemara finishes chayfen v'chayze v'chayfen shmamino. Frek the Gemara, new question. Ibailu, this is really the question we had before. Shochat umeis. If the shechted and then he died, so now the question is, do you need par or domish or par is enough? Ma'u sheikon is ache b'domoi. Could the second coin take over now b'domoi? Me, I'm gonna do. We say bepar v'afilu b'domish apar. It says b'zoyis yov al nakoyis bepar. Does that mean even b'domish apar? Oy dilma bepar means dafka v'loy b'domish apar. Zok dima machlokes as follows: Reb Chanina oimer bepar v'loy b'domish apar. Dafka bepar. Reb Shlokish om bepar v'afilu b'domish apar. Reb Ami om bepar v'loy b'domish apar. Reb Yitzchak om bepar v'afilu b'domish apar. So clear machlokes Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha and Reb Shlokish and Reb Chanina. Zok dima now in the etzim din. That the Gemara is mistapik l'gabi shochet u'meis. Zok the Tzishonim, why is the Gemara only mistapik in shochet u'meis? What about shochet v'nitma? Shochet v'nitma, you have the same suffix. If he became Tomei, so now, you have someone to take over. The difference is, Zok the Tzishonim, because when someone takes over when you're alive and you became Tomei, it's poshet is the shliach of the Rishon. Shliach of the Rishon, of course you can do it. That's not a problem. Masha Enkein, when it's shochet u'meis, it's not a shliach. So that's where the question starts. Another teretz he says is goofy. We want to be melamed by shochet u'meis that it's not considered chata shemesu baleo lemisa azlo because chatz tzibur like the Gemara is going to say whole sugin daf nun. Zok the teretz shonim shochet u'meis who are the nami shochet v'nitma. Be'etzim you could have the same suffix by shochet v'nitma. There's no difference by shochet u'meis. You could have said the same suffix by shochet v'nitma. Elo milsag of uche kamash malon. The chiddush is the chata shemesu baleo the tziburi is considered chata shemesu baleo. Or by a tzibur, we don't see the din of chachemes balel lemisa azlo, veloy lemisa azlo, kila kamon. Ve'oid another teretz why it says shochet u'meis and shochet v'nitma, kevan sharishon chai by shochet v'nitma he's still alive. Va'korban shaloi k'depirish leel haynu k'shaloi. Then if someone takes over, it's like paroi. She'ene elo shlucha, it's like a shliach of the rishon. Uparat v'kirabet, it's not a chesaron of paroi. By shochet u'meis. So then pshat is, he can't be my shliach. He's a mace, doesn't have a shliach. Masha'enge shochet v'nitma, so it's considered shluchoy, and that's why it's poshet that it's considered a par, and the question doesn't start. It's only by shochet u'mace. So Kaponim, the Gemara says, a clear machloikas, what's this din over here? Zok the Gemara, is it considered a par, v'loy b'domish apar, or afilu b'domish apar, and shochet u'mace, you can continue even without doing another par. Zok the Gemara, the following question. Reb Ami is the one that said, Bepar v'lo b'domish apar. He asked Reb Yitzchak Nafcha that said, V'afilu b'domish apar. It says, Bakorim Pesach, Nimninu moishchin yedei mimenu ad sheyishochet. You can join the group, the chabura. You can leave the chabura ad sheyishochet, until the ma'aseh shechita. And Rashi explains, Nimnin. Nimnin ala Pesach, Mishiroitz limonis, if you want to join, because after all the Pesach says, Techoisu ala Seh, so you have to be part of the minion. Now, it says over here, Techoisu ala Seh, that means you can join up until when? Up until the Maizah Shechita. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Umoishach yodim menu, and likewise you can leave, Mishiroitz limshach, Achi yishochet, only until the Shechita. You can join and you can leave, only until the Shechita. So, fact the Marakasha Eisvei Rabbi Amin Rabbitzuk Nafcha Nimnim Moishchin Demi Menu Achi Shochet. You can only join the Karim Pesach Chabura or leave until the Maaseh Shechita. Now, if you're saying that Domei Shel Par is also considered a Kiyum of Par, even after the Shechita, the Dam is considered the Par, so then why do you say you can only join or leave the Chabura until the Shechita? Even after the Shechita, it should be considered that the Chayis Allah said it's a shame say even after the Shechita. Why should the shame say be until the Shechita, even after the Shechita, even Bedomah Shalpar is considered a Kiyum Din of Bezois Yavalana Kodesh Bepar, Suha Din of Eretz can be considered a Kiyum Din of Beseh, of the Chayis Allah said even after the Shechita. Why is it only till the Shechita? In fact, the Malavim Isa, and if you say even Bedomah Shalpar is a Kiyum of Par, Achi Yizrak Mi Boyle, why is it Achi Yishochet? It should be until the Zvika. Why till the Shechita? Even afterwards. Now, the truth is, there's no tzad that you can join even after the Zrika, because then already, it's ready, the Kapora is done. The Zrika is always the Kapora. That's what Tais Leil and Daf Nun says. So it's only Achi Yizrak Bar Kaponim. Why is it till the Shechita? Now, Rashi learns that the question is that Sai Lagabe joining and Sai Lagabe leaving, why is it till in the Shechita? Zog Rashi Vim Isa, the La'acha Shechita Nam Kinebe Alaseh, if you can say after the Shechita, it's also called Domei Shel Par, it's called Par, so within it's called Alaseh, Achi Yizrak Mi Boyle Chibi until the Zrika. Now, the Vart in Nimnes and Limoshech, Nimnes because it says Techoisu Alaseh, so Mele Tzekim Din of Alaseh to join even after the Shechita, and Limoshech because the Pasuk says, Vim Yimat Abayis Mi Yois Miseh, that means if you leave, Mi Yois Miseh. Now, if the Shem says even after the Shechita, then why is it till the Shechita? You can't leave after the Shechita, you should be able to leave on after the Shechita too. So Rashi learned Sali Gabi Din Nimnes and Gabi Limoshech. However, other Rishonim, Tosfos Shonim learn that it's Dafka going on the fact that he can't leave. But to join, we learn from the Techoisu Alaseh, the Gemara in Pesachim, Peites has a Tzat, Techoisu means Loshen Shechita. So the Pasuk says that to be joined, it's Techoisu Alaseh, it's until the Shechita. It's irrelevant that it's a shame say even after the Shechita. But Techoisu Gufa means Shechita. So the Gabi Din Nimnim, it won't be a Raya. It has to be Nimnim before the Maaseh Shechita because it says Techoisu Alaseh. That means the minion has to be before the Techoisu, before the Shechita. According to Rashi, it says it's going on the minion also. So you have to learn, Pshatim Rashi, that right now we're learning that Seh, that Shechter, is still called a Sheh because the Shem Seh is even afterwards, just like we say Domei Shel Par. So Huadin, the Techoisu would mean a Loshen minion. That means Techoisu Alaseh. That means you could be not the Lashon of Shechita, but you could be Nimnes. Techoisu Alaseh meaning Lashon Nimnes. And Memela, you can be Nimnes even afterwards, as long as the same Seh. So Kaparam the Gemara brings a Gevaldig Raya that we see clearly that Bepar v'loy b'domei shel par. Because since we see that the Shechita, the same Techoisu Alaseh, and the shame of Vimim et Abayis Miyais Miseh is until the Shechita, so you see after the Shechita, it's not a shame Seh. So what then? It's not a shame par after the Shechita, and we don't say B'domei Shel Par is a Kiyum Din, or B'zayis Yavayin al-Kodesh B'par. Zog the Mor is no Raya. Korin Pesach is different. Zog the Mor is Shaini Hosom, Dichsiv, Miyais Miseh, Mechiyusa Deseh. By Korin Pesach, it says Vimim et Abayis Miyais Miseh, it means Mechiyusa Deseh. We learn the Miyais as if it says Mechiyusa Deseh. So in Melech, you can only join or leave or Hakoponim leave legabe the zman of the chiyus of the seh, and that's what has to be before the shechita. Lo oilam bepar could even mean even bedomish apar. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, when it comes to the seh, it's dafka mechiyus of the seh until the shechita. Zok the Gemara Mosi Mazutra ein poidin. This is talking about the din of petach hamor. Petach hamor you poide b'seh. So it says ein poidin. You can't be poide petach hamor. Loi be'egel with a calf. It has to be dafka a sheep. Loi b'chayo or with a chayo like a deer. Tzvi, v'loy b'shchuto. It can't be a seh shachu. It has to be a seh that's alive. Zog demora v'loy b'trefo. Or a seh that's a trefo. It has simonim of trefos. V'loy b'kalayim. Kalayim, Rashi says, the A's, a goat, together with a rochel, with a sheep. V'avgav the mishnei tzadav, we say, even though both sides, it comes from a seh, but the ma'is is not a seh. It's an A's mixed in there. V'loy b'kvi. Kvi, zot Rashi, it's a tayish, a goat, utzviyo, and a deer. So a goat and a deer, katonim, yes, what do we see al kaponim? V'loy b'shchuta. One of the things with Mamayit, that pidyon petach hamor is b'seh, and not b'seh shochut. V'loy b'shchuta. Al meshchuta lav sehu. We see clearly when it's shechta, it's not called a seh. So bepar means v'loy b'domesh al par, because once it's shechta, it's not a shame par. So what then over here, we see likewise that it's not a shame seh. Seh shochut is not called a seh. So l'chor, we have a raya that it's bepar v'loy b'domesh al par. Enter the Gemara, shiny hosom, the yalef seh seh mi pesach. By pidyon petach hamor, it says, you put it the hamor b'seh. By korim b'pesach, it says, v'imim at abayis miyois miseh. It says, t'choyis al aseh. So just like over there, we said that it means mechiusa de seh. Miyois miseh means mechiusa de seh. And once it's after the shechit, it's not called the shame seh anymore. So that's why pidyon petach hamor can only be with a seh that's alive and not a seh shochut. But l'olam par would also mean, but b'domesh al par when it comes to Yom Kippurim. So it's Petach Amor is learned from Korim Pesach, which means Mechusa to Seh. So Gemara Shani Yosef, the Olav Seh Semi Pesach. So Gemara, if you compare it to Pesach, Imala Alon Zochot Tamu Ben Shono. Just like over there, it's Dafka Zochot Tam. By Korim Pesach, it's Dafka Zochot Tamu Ben Shono, 1 year old. So if you're learning it Mechusa to Seh, and that's how Petach Amor is Nifta B'Seh, so it should be Mamar similar. So it should be Dafka Zochot Tamu Ben Shono. Afkan Zochot Tamu Ben Shono should be Dafka be 1 year old. And we the din of Petach Hamor, we don't say it's Dafka Beseh, Dafka 1 year old, and Dafka Zohar. So Gemara says no, Petach Hamor Beseh is even if it doesn't have those criteria similar to Korban Pesach. Tamaloyme, tipode, tipode. After all, the Pasuk says, V'chol Petach Hamor tifte Beseh, V'im loy sifte v'arafte, V'chol b'chodem b'chodem lech tifte. It says in the Pasuk twice, tifte. So tifte, tifte is telling me that even if it's not a Zohar, Tam Ben Shono, it's also going to be Nichlal in the parasha of Pidyon Petach Hamor Beseh. So, if you marbe, itifte tifte ribo, safilu kulunami, so then be marbe even after the shchita. Why do we say, v'loy b'seh shchuto? And we said the reason is only because you're comparing it to Korban Pesach. Well, you're being marbe tifte tifte, not like Korban Pesach. So wouldn't be marbe even if it's shchuto? Zog the Gemara, no, imkein seh maya hanilei. So you have two drushes. On the one hand, you learn seh seh from Korban Pesach, lafuke shchuto, and l'oilam par can mean b'dome shal par, when you're Yom Kippur. Just by Korban Pesach, it says, Michiusa de seh, it's only called seh, when it's Michiusa, miyoisa mi seh, means Michiusa de seh. And Petach Hamor, you compare to that aspect, and that nekuda, you compare like Korban Pesach, lafuke shchuto. But when it comes to Ben Zohar, when it comes to Ben Shono, then we mar betifte tifte, even if it's not this criteria of Korban Pesach, and that's Isra'ah and Tifteh Tifteh. So the Koponim, the Oilam, the Gemara is saying, there's no Raya. When it comes to Par, it can even mean B'domash HaPar, the Kiyim Din, or B'Zoyz Yehova Arna, L'Koyish B'Par, that which we find in Poydin, B'Petach Hamor, not B'Shchuto, or that which we find that by Korban Pesach, it's Achi Yishochet, you can be Moishach, that's because over there it says, Michi Yusid Iseh, and Memelech, and Petach Hamor is also, we can pierce Iseh, that's why it's all in the Shechita. But Ein Lecham B'Payim Kippurim, Lo'olam Domesh Al Par, is a Kiyim Din of Par, and Shochat Umeis, someone else would be able to bring the Dam without bringing another Par. We'll stop over at the bottom of Memtes Amid Beis.